We are having feedback here on Monday, June 22nd. The time is 10:55 a.m. Hawaii time. It's reading number 60, and the focus is on the medicine with Ion. Greetings, Ion.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
Very, very, very non-physical today.
Yeah, very good answer.
Very good. It's delightful. We love to play.
Yes, that's great. Okay, we're doing our Medicine with Ion series and going through a dictionary, actually the dictionary from one of my books on different health conditions, and then getting Ion's non-physical take on it.
Marvelous.
And it looks like we came up to edema and dropsy, fluid retention. Is that enough of a condition for you to speak on?
Sure.
So then the question would be, we kind of know what edema and dropsy is, and, you know, when it comes to the book, I'll say that. But
sometimes when we do that, we're making sure from you that we're discussing the same corpuscle, you see.
Absolutely.
So that's where that comes from, because you do know this all comes from you.
Yeah.
So it's just a clarifying way to let you know that we are where you are.
It puts us on the same page. So if you'd like to just, you know, give me your impression of edema and dropsy, yes.
All right, now, first of all, let's do edema, which is the holding of fluid.
Yes.
Retention of fluid. That happens vibrationally when you come into a place where your body cannot eliminate excess water.
Yes.
Retention. Mm-hmm. And those are the ones with cluttered drawers.
Oh. Okay.
See, it comes into retention. All right, now the next one, you got the dropsy, which is also called the heart dropsy.
Right.
Which is a medical condition having to do with not pumping enough fluid, not moving enough circulation to move the fluid, so your body can actually drown.
Mm-hmm.
You literally would start holding fluid in your lungs, which is what makes that dangerous.
Yes.
You know, as your body kind of goes through that process. Well, the heart dropsy is the predication of a broken heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Many times folks find that when they're in a relation, the empty nesters and the older generation and the mate passes, and then that just becomes, they're swimming in it.
Mm-hmm.
Their ails, their troubles have multiplied,
mm-hmm.
and so therefore does their fluid.
Mm-hmm.
And actually drowned.
Right.
When you feel vibration that you're drowning in something, that's where that shows itself up.
Well, it's interesting you're going there, because then I think about the old man's friend, which is called pneumonia. Wondering if then that type of fluid retention, the heart dropsy, build up of fluid in the lungs, does that predicate to pneumonia in some people?
It can, and that's why some people, and you understand, alcohol is a great diuretic.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So that's when they take a little nip of whiskey, sometimes that'll warm you up. Well, it also is a great diuretic. You drink enough alcohol and you will go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not your furosemide or your Lasix, but it's significant. It jogs you.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call it jogging in the jug.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. Ion has given a number of alcohol drink solutions, and I think of the Irish remedy for everything is a shot of whiskey.
Sure. And, you know, if you're Malay, put some in your tea in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as it's in balance, then it's never an issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's the out of balance. I don't know if that was one of your maladies or not, but it's a balance. It's like with anything. So we don't have to beat that to death.
Except, my experience was I've had older patients through the years who've told me, well, you know, their doctor told them to take a nip of this or that at bedtime, and then they get into drinking more than a nip, and then, you know, all of a sudden they're alcoholic.
Yeah, because that's the fast of their joy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's and you're acting as though that's bad.
I am, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and my question then is, what's bad about that?
Well, if it hastens their demise, but...
Well, now, wait a second.
But, yeah.
Now, that's an interesting rabbit hole, now, isn't it?
I got myself right there, sure. And I saw it coming.
There you go. Imagine that. But see, that process, though, is this... Okay, so you don't. Okay, let's say you're coming to that place where you've eliminated your connection to source.
Yeah.
So now whatever that is becomes the only thing that brings you joy. And if you are in a position like if you're not resting or whatever, and you have some, we'll say have a little wine at, you know, at bedtime, or have something even a little stronger, but not gallons of it, but just some,
mm-hmm.
and go to bed. If it helps you relax to go into that resting state. Now, it doesn't take a gallon to do that, but if that works, you see, you wonderful creators, you go into that and you go, well, I had a thimbleful and now I want a gallon.
Yeah.
But a teetotaler couldn't drink a water glass full of scotch if they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
They'd fall out before that ever happened, you see. But it's what becomes natural, normal, or normal.
Okay, so in sort of guiding people about this, would... you know, not to make it wrong, but would you say to someone, if you find yourself drinking more than the prescribed amount, then look for other reasons to find your joy, or is that still being too negative about it?
No, it's, no, because you can't control the accelerant.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because it's kind of like the maximum daily dose.
Right.
With your acetaminophen. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You actually have more problem with that than you have with alcohol, but nobody talks about that.
Because
then they'd be recalling the Advil.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you can't call it that. You got to call it the same thing with naproxen, Anaprox.
Mm-hmm.
That people just eat those what you call a leave.
Mm-hmm.
They eat stuff till it rots out everything.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't. They have a hip pain, or they have this pain, or they have that pain, and that's the only thing that
anti-inflammatory.
Well, we don't like anti. We like D. Because the anti means you're pushing against. The D means you're without.
Mm.
So we were hoping you'd pull us right into that. Good for you.
Very nice.
So that world. Then becomes the same thing, that you end up having increased problems with liver and kidneys and all those other kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but let's get back to where you were, which is balancing the dropsy, because that's what we're talking about, is dropsy,
mm-hmm.
and fluid retention,
mm-hmm.
edema.
Mm-hmm.
Those are controlled with balance, okay? Now, you're asking, there are some simple things that you can do. And it's not by drinking more fluids, because people get in this situation where they don't drink fluids because they have to take the potassium and the Lasix, move the fluid out, or they call them pee pills or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
But see, you can go up to like 360 milligrams of Lasix.
Mm-hmm.
That's a ton of Lasix.
Mm-hmm.
But when it starts having causal effect in the excess fluid and pressure in the pericardium with that extra fluid of the drowning process, they'll really dry you out with those Lasix.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just that's doctoring the symptom,
mm-hmm.
of the
mm-hmm.
process. The heart dropsy comes from the other side of that brokenheartedness. If you understand, we've just sort of bounced with that a little bit, and they're actually both the same,
mm-hmm.
but not. They're actually very, very related, but maybe not from the same, maybe not birthed from the same marriage bed.
Now, you've a bit lost me here.
Yeah.
What both are both from the same?
Heart dropsy and edema.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if you more times than not, you see, when you have pancreas issues, in the, especially like with the sugar diabetes, they're the ones much more prone to that because they're hyperbalancing it with insulin or glucopods or glyburide or actose. Good Jesus, pick 100. There's 10,000. But then the next thing you know, their electrolytes are out of balance.
I see, of course, yeah.
And then you get, then you know what the next step from there, and you get the what is it, the ketone acidophilus or
ketone acidosis.
Yeah, well, acidosis. There you go, there you go. Then you set up a whole another set of issues, you see. And most of those are worse than the issue of retaining the fluid. All right, some causal things. You got, of course, everything is vibrational, so we that's being very clearly stated. But outside of that, if you can change your environment, it can have a causal effect on how your body processes liquids. Okay? If you went to more juices, sometimes that's a different change. For example, if you're diabetic, you're craving water because you're dry. Well, then you start holding fluid because you can't get rid of the fluid, blah, 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 blah. But you can go into something with a little more substance to it, like a tomato juice. Sometimes even now, not so sweet. Because, see, that has another issue from those that are already bouncing in that. But like a vegetable drink, a V8.
Yeah.
Now you got to pretend this doesn't have any salt in it, or if you can't have salt, or salt it down good so if it makes it taste good, regardless of how you feel about that or how your impression is. But sometimes those can help satisfy or quench the issue of thirst without increasing adding water. It would be like giving a drowning man a drink of water.
Yes.
And yet, but they have to drink. They're dry. You see? They're drawn to that aspect. Now, if you get the correlation there between that and your alcohol, they're drawn to it because a thimble felt good, and then a little teacup, and then a little bit more, and then a little bit more. And see, because it became so normal, millionaires have this trouble. It's normal to have money. To make the statement money flows freely and easily to me is the same aspect, but then next thing you know, a million's not enough. It's a billion. It's 100 billion. It's a trillion. Then the next thing you know, you have more money than is. Same. Now listen to that. Did you get that?
More money than is and more fluid than is, yeah.
Exactly. And so why wouldn't just enough be enough? Well, it's not, though, because enough was good, so therefore more is better.
Yeah.
And we're saying absolutely.
Okay, so, right. And with the fluid, when you're talking about their drinking water, well, what passed my mind is that it's not just the water they need, and you're right, you know, obviously about taking vegetable juice, they need water with the right, with some minerals in it, electrolytes.
It's exactly. Now let's go into the opposite side while you're there of someone who's dehydrated. Can you have it possible to be suffer? Well, we are careful because we don't like the word suffer, but you use it more than us, so
yeah.
Let's just use it and then clean it up. When you're talking about, can you be dehydrated and yet suffer from what you call edema?
All right. Yeah, I'm sure you can.
Well, certainly you can. And then why do they start hitting you with the lactated ringers when they're already giving you Lasix to dry you out, but then lactated ringers to bring you back in to try to balance the electrolyte system?
Yeah.
Nobody gives a parallel to that. They understand it, but they don't doctor from that way. That's like your whole plasma. You know, the generic thing. Even if you got the wrong blood type, if you're bleeding out, bad plasma that doesn't match is better than no plasma. All right. So yes, the answer is you can, and that's an issue because you know you're dehydrated, and it's from the balancing of your electrolyte mm-hmm. system. Mm-hmm. And that is that whole process. If you notice, it keeps going back into that in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out.
Mm-hmm.
Fluid in, fluid out, fluid in, fluid out. And it's what fluid that is. For example, if you're hot and you're working in the garden or whatever, whatever, and you find yourself dehydrated and you have a heat stroke or whatever, then just water doesn't help you.
Mm-hmm.
You see? You need something like what you call Gatorade, or actually you need a little salt is actually what you need.
And magnesium. It's not just
and
the sodium.
And magnesium, that's exactly correct. And some of the other nitrates that come along with that process to kick back up the balance.
Mm-hmm.
You do know what the magnesium does.
Well, it does millions of things. It opens
up. What it does mostly.
No, well, tell me.
It activates the balancing system within your body, operating system.
Mm-hmm.
It tells you when you need more, want more. It tells you when you want less, you have plenty.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you don't have much of the obesity problem when you have that mineral balanced in your system. Because your body, your brain will say, I want cake, I want Snicker bars, I want, oh, those Snicker bars again. I want fruit, or I want this, or I want that even, or get up from a meal hungry, you see. Because that balance is what tempers that process of, yes, that was delicious, I've had enough. So those that are in the bariatric, what is the heavy people, doctor?
The bariatric doctor, I guess.
Yeah.
Obesity doctor, yeah.
Yeah. But the one who practices the practice of bariatrics.
Right.
If they could balance the magnesium, then that would overcome and encapsulate most of the issues, other than the vibrational thing of I'm going to get so big I can't be.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger than life.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that bigger than life?
Mm.
When you get so big you can't be. Now we're jumping a little bit, so
that's fine.
Where we are.
I do want to just address the magnesium activates the balance of the operating system of the body. I didn't realize that. So where is that? Is that in the brain, the pituitary or something?
All of them.
Mm-hmm.
Hypothalamus, pick one.
Mm.
Pick one. That balance, that's why it's natural. Whereas like iodine is necessary like for the eyesight and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you overdo it. It's like everything. It's you have to have it to live, so therefore get 100 pounds of it.
Mm.
See, that's the issue. And if you get too much magnesium, just like with too much zinc, then it has a lessening effect, just like your alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
If you're already drinking a gallon of whiskey a day, the Thimbleful isn't going to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see? But with the right magnesium encapsulation, the next thing you know, you can have a drink socially, or you can have a glass of wine with dinner, or a bottle of wine. I mean, who cares? There's three glasses and a bottle of wine. So good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you got four folks, you ain't got a thimbleful.
Mm-hmm.
It's a balance. Just the same way as you'd serve four pieces of chocolate cake and not four whole cakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very good. That's my observation, so that's...
But it is key, because if you can have everything in balance and everything worked out right and have no magnesium, then those are the folks that are very easily discombobulated with their metabolizing infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Alrighty, so that's edema and dropsy, and then we come to emphysema.
Okay. Emphysema comes into a place and say, I can't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm smothered.
Mm-hmm.
I can't breathe. I'm smothered. And that also leads into the next thing that now what they call it is what you call COPD.
Yeah.
Which is the new catchphrase today.
Right. True.
Tomorrow it'll be something else.
Right.
The cilia in the lung starts actually growing or coming together to such a great degree that it can't sift through and oxygenate the blood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Same thing. I'm drowning in my own air.
Oh yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. And so how do they work with that? They of course get you on the cannular.
Oxygen.
Nebulizer. Well, no, they don't start with oxygen because when you get immune to oxygen, where are you going to go?
Mm-hmm. right, true.
They don't start you on the O2 concentrators anymore. Now they go with the albuterol, they go with all those different things to open those bronchia cilia up.
Mm-hmm.
That whole process, you see, because they don't want to get you on oxygen, because then normal air, you can't get enough goody out of regular air if you're on full-blown, if you're on 5 liters of oxygen an hour. You get out in regular life, you can't live.
Yes, yes. So
Same song, different verse.
Yeah, so when you see these people with carrying their tanks around, then they're right at the end stages then.
No, not necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily. They just have to have a new way to connect with being able to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And you do understand some people do that when they're, we'll do the Jewish mother guilt syndrome. They'll go to oxygen just so their children will come visit them more often. Now, and that's a little verbose, but it effects precede causes. Marshall would say that's absolutely apropos, but, you know, hey, Spance will tell you how that all works out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all very relative, you see.
And then the disconnect. I mean, you've already said I can't breathe, so
yeah.
Give me more on the disconnection.
Okay. You come into a place where the sweetness or the deliciousness of life has been replaced with a smothering.
Mm.
Now, either someone will come and put a pillow to your face and let you flail about,
mm-hmm.
or you'll do it to yourself,
mm-hmm.
and you'll also flail about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you come into that place of, I'm done with this air. This air is not soothing to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then it manifests that way.
Mm-hmm.
Pneumonias, bronchial, asthma. How many people die of asthma attacks? Ain't nobody in JAMA talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they get even hooked on these aerosols. They're supposed to be the cat's meow just to shock yourself into breathing again to clear those blocked passageways.
Mm-hmm.
Blocked passageways. Emphysema.
Mm-hmm.
Blocked passageways. I can't find the cheese in the maze.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, every path that's available to me has been eliminated by the labyrinth that is my life.
Mm-hmm.
Those are good words.
Has been eliminated by the path that is my life. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Better.
Mm-hmm. And the labyrinth, see, is that creation because the creator creates it. Take all the walls away and go right to the cheese.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Or you can die in the maze, wandering through the pathways.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Emphysema happens when you're tired of running the rat race.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You cry and you say, oh, and I hoped for so much more.
Mm-hmm. Yep. A lot of that going on. Okay. What can you tell me about endometriosis?
Well, endometriosis comes into a very interesting place. Are you going all the way to the amniotic fluid beginning, or where do you want to start?
Anywhere you want to go. I like it all.
Well, start us then.
Okay. Endometriosis, in my world, is toxicity in the pelvic area.
No, we got that, but we know that, but we mean what level? All right.
Someone with chronic pain and maybe pain and infertility.
Well, or go out on and keep going with that, and then you get to that fibromyalgia.
Yeah, I suppose you could. Yeah.
Well, I mean, where does that come from? It has to be in your center trunkness.
Uh-huh.
Or we call it HARA, and then you can have the same issue going on in pregnant women with preeclampsia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see, and that way that disconnection or breaking goes, and you poison.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's not, if they don't get right with that, you don't live, you know.
I know. Yeah.
I mean, we're just being real clear.
Mm-hmm. And magnesium is a big treatment of that, too.
Absolutely. Because what does it do? It balances that whole process again.
Mm-hmm.
Again. Okay, so the uterus and all your female organs and all that life-giving part.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a disconnection of that process, then it's very easily to sustain almost a viral infection,
mm-hmm.
which can trick your body into that whole place of your reproduction system poisoning you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, that goes from the bladder, that goes from the, you can pick your poison from where it comes mm-hmm. from, you see. But that's the short version of how all that, even into your endocrinology,
mm-hmm.
of the balancing of all those fluids and sugars and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that it comes from trauma that's predicated from your capacity as a recreator of life.
Hmm.
Anytime that's shut off, that can then be the experience.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Is that vague enough for you or general enough? Or
yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty good and vague and specific all at the same time.
Good.
The
good.
Trauma
good.
That comes from your capacity as a recreator of life?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And then when that's shut off, that can be your experience, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because you make no other outlet, you see.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
Because are there any people on your planet that are allergic to oxygen?
Not yet, but...
Well, I mean, play with that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it'll show up in one way or another, and then next thing you know, it's kind of like, oh, it was that argon, that's what it was. I knew it was something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Your birds even like that.
Oh, yeah, they're very happy. Okay, then... endometriosis is a disconnection with your ability as a recreator, then.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's how they, when they do the embryocentesis,
mm-hmm.
that's when they're really, that's the main thing that they're looking for, you see, as well.
And, well, it's looking for whether or not you've got life in you.
Well, and if you have the components for the endometriosis.
Well, an amnio is mainly to check fetal development. They can do other tests to look.
But that's the girth of that whole process, you see. Because if you have lice, okay, then you're right down the path close to endometriosis.
If you have what?
That when they're checking the amniotic fluid,
yeah.
in a pregnancy,
yeah.
that's when they're really close to watching all those balances because your body is doing what it does, being real creator.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
So that's when you're closest to that place of preeclampsia and all those other nasty things that come along with it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I probably ask you if you wanted to start it from ambio through or if you wanted just to pick it up at a different level or degree.
Yeah, I'll have to look into what exactly they're looking for in the amniotic fluid. I guess they're reading hormone levels and all
yes.
that sort of thing.
And what is that but not endometriosis if they're out of balance to the point where they stop cutting off rather than providing life?
Right. Now, what?
We didn't mean to confuse. We just meant to enhance a bit.
Right. So with endometriosis, where they say it's areas of uterine tissue in the wrong places that then yes. bleed monthly.
Yes.
What's causing that?
Well, okay. First of all, you've decided that there must be bleeding in order to have or bloodletting to have a cycle that allows creation,
mm-hmm.
okay,
mm-hmm.
a flushing of that system. about any disconnection that you have with that recreating of life process. That's why women go through the change. You see, when they cease, and they may still have eggs, but they still cease ovulating with eggs. That's why they can do partial hysterectomies, because you know you went through the rage when everybody had a hysterectomy for you could sneeze and oh, got to have a hysterectomy.
Right.
Well, then you find out that you're in the terrible plights with your ovaries and your estrogen and progesterone and all those other fluids that need to balance your hormones and your heat levels and your standard of life. They call it standard of care, but it's actually standard of life. Do you see? So anytime you have that disconnection at that degree, it would show up, and they'll call it tissues bleeding in the wrong place, or even you can even prolapse into those same, especially in the birthing, childbirthing process, where you just literally bleed out and there's nothing they can do. You see, that's worked out long before it becomes your experience.
Okay. Okay. So I have some words there to work on. Thank you. Epilepsy is the next on the list.
Okay. There are six different kinds. Typically, they address two. When you go all the way into what you call a grand mal seizure, down into those...
petit mal.
Yes. And then you go all the way down into those, what they call the spider, they call them pin strokes. Same thing, with same causal reaction. But now you're going to jump into your bipolar and all those things that they talk about all day, every day. Carolyn, before Sovereign Source, they do not have a living clue. Let's be clear. You know, they're doing appendectomies with chainsaws.
Yeah.
Well, but go back. It wasn't many moons ago. You were proponents of lobotomies.
Yeah.
And if someone was an epileptic, they were had demons, and they had to give them a full lobotomy. Just like, oh, Bob will just have a fit. Poor Rose Kennedy. Same schmill, and don't even say that because he'll hear it. And boy, that'll send him going, and it'll be 2.5 hours, I promise you.
So they did a lobotomy on Rose Kennedy?
They most certainly did.
Wow.
They most certainly did.
Wow.
Because now, you don't have to be in epilepsy. Well, you know what it is, so you were saying you didn't want that. But what it is the electrical system is overloaded or undercharged. One way or the other.
Okay.
The wire gets hot. And we have a perfect example. You know, with your laptop, you have a converter that plugs into your laptop to charge it. And you have one right there, don't you?
Yeah.
Reach over and put your foot on your the little converter of your.
No, it's too hot.
All right. Now that heat is converting electricity into a DC current, which is what your battery operates on your laptop. And it has to do it outside of itself, otherwise it would be too much on the system.
Okay.
So when you have it, when your converter gets overloaded, you have a violent causal reaction.
Yes.
And that sometimes, if you plug that up straight, when JW was in Europe with his converters from the European thing, he blew up 3 water pigs. There's something about water pigs that don't do well with the conversion of the DC and AC. Even with the converters, it just doesn't work, and it would just literally smell... burn up. Okay. Now, epilepsy, before the thing burns, slap up, it'll start reacting erratically. pump just way fast, just all over the place.
Uh-huh.
And then the next thing you know, snap, and then it's done.
Uh-huh.
That's what your epilepsy is.
Okay.
Sometimes they use lithium to balance that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very interesting drug that nobody talks about.
Mm.
But sometimes they use anything to slow down the speed of the conductivity of the synaptic alpha wave transmission of realized paths of electric current.
Mm-hmm. Why is the realized in there?
Because they don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get it. It has to be a realized path or they don't recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
You see? You understand it wasn't many moons ago they found the hypothalamus?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we're not talking about hundreds of years ago either. We're talking about recently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To even recognize that it was.
Mm-hmm.
You see. Okay. So you get your hypothalamus out of whack, and if you didn't realize that that's what it was, then if it wasn't a known path that you were going through, then you could have a short circuit and burn up, you do understand that's where spontaneous combustion comes from.
Yes, I think so.
Okay, I mean, now, listen, you know, it all is.
Uh-huh.
Then you go, well, you can't do that. Well, then how are people just bursting into flames?
Uh-huh.
And they do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, now let's go on a little bit further. Sometimes the crazy ones, or maybe they... Okay, we'll be easy with this, just because we don't want to start any wars, but
uh-huh.
Let's say someone presents with an epileptic episode.
Yeah.
Sometimes wrapping that around new found paths with engagement with non-physical.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe telekinetic, maybe telekinesis, maybe precognition, maybe ESP, maybe talking to the dead, maybe floating objects going on. The whole, what you call new age, oh, that's not even the right word, old age spiritual gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I mean, you do understand that that's what they thought when Jesus was talking to Legion, the man that was possessed by these demons.
Uh-huh.
You do understand that was almost like an epileptic position.
Uh-huh.
See, if Bob gets on and says, oh, well, ESP is no big deal. Everybody can do it. You can have hunches. You can have thoughts. You're plugged into source. It's very normal. It's very logical. No problem. This is how you do it. This is how it works. And there you go. Then, well, then it doesn't overload the system. But you get somebody in that position where they're overloaded their system or they're finding new things they don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
That's why your mediums have to go into trance.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they have to be laying prostrate in their nightgowns across their bed, as Jane Roberts did.
Mm-hmm.
And literally were out of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't realize that they could be in their life and engage with Seth the same way that everyone else can enjoy a drink while they're speaking on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, now, is epilepsy a problem? No. It is a reactionary cause to an unidentified path. It causes a disconnection of the electrical conduit. That's good right there, the electrical conduit.
Connection with the electrical conduit.
We kept wanting to go more words, but
yeah.
Not there, because that's all it was. It's a conduit. And any breach, some people have that same aspect. You can have a lick to the head, like with baseballs, you know, wild baseballs.
Yeah.
Get a lick and lick, or an accident or something, and have a bump to the head, not a concussion. Now, we didn't say that. That's different. That's a swelling issue.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't what we're talking about, but there, but I mean, we don't want to confuse it, but folks can get a lick of the head, which sometimes makes new pathways, and then they become epileptic.
Mm-hmm.
They feel it coming on. Most epileptic, we can't even say it, so why would you want to entertain it? But regardless, they find it coming on. They get a sick headache.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe pick up a migraine.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even know what that is, but that's what you call it. So your mm-hmm. words are good as any.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You come into a place to where you'll have a sick headache, and then light bothers you, or like a migraine situation.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they'll do it like a day or two before the seizure is oncoming.
Right.
And of course, they medicate it, trying to kill the conduit. But it's just because they didn't understand the path of the release that those synaptic nerves would respond to that caused that effect's preceding causality of the grand mal, what you call seizure.
Yes, so now the disconnection, though, I don't really have a grasp of what
the disconnection. Okay, then let's do the next layer. Many people can have seizures. Now, remember we said there were six kinds and we've done three.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So another way, and this is the actual basal of all seizures, every single kind, even going into the stroke realm of seizures.
Mm-hmm.
Seizing, coma.
Mm-hmm.
That's a seizure.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You can induce a coma. You can induce a seizure.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, here's the trick. Here's how it is. In your REM sleep. No. In your REM state.
State, yeah.
What you don't realize is you always have a REM state.
Hmm.
Okay.
Even when awake?
Of course.
Hmm.
REM. What does REM stand for?
Rapid eye movement.
Okay. You always have that capacity.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you wouldn't need to blink.
Okay.
But now, bigger than that, larger than that, the REM side of that access normally happens in sleep, where your mind is doing its thing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Doing its thing, you understand. I mean, we don't have to go through the whole process of REM, but mm-hmm. there are waves, brain waves, that now you can register alpha waves, beta waves, different degrees of waves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But you have those in sleep, but you also have those when you're awake. Otherwise, your mind isn't working.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Your washing machine is plugged in, whether it's running or not.
Mm-hmm.
The power supply to your computer is getting power whether the computer's being used or not.
Mm-hmm.
Your computer goes into sleep mode, and then therefore, it's still got power, it's still running, it's still functioning.
Yes.
But it's not running a foot race when you're trying to do 14,000 emails.
Right.
Okay, and sometimes you're getting those emails when you're fast asleep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, same way.
Mm-hmm.
Good parallel. Okay, so those waves and those, it's not the high highs, it's not the low lows. It's the frequency of the high highs and the frequency of the low lows.
Mm-hmm.
It's your blood pressure conundrum. But you also don't understand that either, but I guess it's the best example that we know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can get low blood, your diastolic can get low and your systolic can go out of the moon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the in and out, the yin and the yang process, same thing. Well, the same thing happens with these alpha and beta waves. And they deal with beta sometimes, but they don't deal with alpha enough. Because
mm-hmm.
that becomes the litmus of balance.
Mm-hmm.
But then they just now figured out that what an EEG can do for you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you understand, that's Gene Roddenberry crap
mm-hmm.
with the scanners. Who knew what an EEG was?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And now all of a sudden it becomes the whole process of working out all kinds of ailments and issues and conditions all the way from, now, wait a minute now, don't forget depression, the chemical imbalance of clinical depression.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Comes from the very same type of unconnected path or conduit.
Mm-hmm. I see.
So now you can be Some people can go into a seizure, which is that fourth kind, I guess. If they'll be sitting down, their body can just be and go immediately into REM sleep. And what's actually taking place is they're having a seizure.
Uh-huh.
An epileptic seizure. Now, there's not foam in the mouth, and they're not biting their tongue off, and you don't have to have the board, one of those tongue depressors wrapped in Curlex and gauze and tape so you keep them from biting through their tongue and flailing of hives going in the back of the head and jiggling and shaking and jumping and falling and frothing and like mad dog syndrome, which is what they used to call it. But you see, it doesn't have to be that violent and can be just as catastrophic.
Right. But what is causing them to react that way? What in their world is making the disconnect?
They have pathways or conduit that are new. They have new power cords that have not been used before. And sometimes those connectivity
mm-hmm.
is breached.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But sometimes they don't use the converter, and they go straight 110 into their laptop, and they blow it up.
Mm-hmm.
And it will have probably just about the same causal reaction. The fan will go super fast. It'll blow.
I need an example. I'm still not getting it.
That was one. Let's do another. the water pick.
No, but in the body, I mean, what environmental pressure, what stress, what is...
It's conduit. It's the way it's wired. Okay. You have conditioned responses. Here's the go. In your household, you have things that are your responsibility that you accept are your responsibility, right?
Right.
Comb your hair, take a bath, brush your teeth, make your bed, pick up your clothes, blah, 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 eat, drink, answer the door, be polite on the phone, try not to kill, steal, or destroy the world as you know it, be loving and compassionate when you can, have good manners, respond how you're responded to. Okay, you didn't get that right out of the chute.
Right.
See? And for some people, live in filth and they don't see it as dirty.
Right.
But their conduit was laid out a different way.
Mm-hmm. See?
And all of your phobias come out of this as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The conduit, those paths, those synaptic reactionary endings, some people are impervious to pain because they didn't activate that path. And some people get painful just watching something. The good perfect example is, why is it that some people can see blood and pass out?
Mm-hmm.
Or you can say a cow is having a calf at the dinner table and turn somebody's stomach and they can't eat their dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the example of that is those paths that are opened and created then become a normal flow.
Uh-huh.
That's when you're good at what you do. If for some people you told them that they had to answer 14,000 emails, they'd go blow their brains out.
Uh-huh.
But for you, it just took about a day and a half to whack through them.
Right.
And find the lost ones that you didn't know were lost till you knew they weren't there till they were there. Away. Story, but
yeah. So then it's people who just are on overload. I still don't example.
Yeah, okay, no, not that. It's whatever their norm is. Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here's an example.
No, I don't need, I need you to keep telling me
theoretically.
I get way lost in the examples.
Okay.
It's what their norm is.
And we don't know how to do this except with an example.
Okay.
Let's say you take 25 of Xanax a day.
Yeah.
And then that doesn't work for you, and you increase it. You get used to taking, say, 100.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
And you come into this place, that becomes normal. If you take that drug a span of time, and then you decide that you really want to commit your suicide and you want to take a bottle full or 100 Xanax, that would you would expire. Your body, you couldn't stay in your body, correct?
Right.
But if you're so used to that path of that Xanax working in your system, it might make you sleepy for a day or so, but it won't kill you.
Right.
Where 100 Xanax would kill a horse.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you spell that, you know, as X-Nax.
Yeah.
That's always too much fun. But you see, so that path was created of normalcy.
Uh-huh.
Same thing with alcohol, same thing with metabolizing sugars, same way with thoughts.
Uh-huh.
Lawyers can come into a place where they are conditioned of handling very nasty, horrible things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it really doesn't surprise them to have somebody come in their office and they say, well, I don't know, my friend, I just killed him.
Mm-hmm.
I got mad and I killed him. Well, a lawyer, if somebody told you that, you wouldn't understand and you certainly wouldn't represent them.
Mm-hmm.
But their condition and that path of conditioning becomes kind of normal.
Right.
And so when that becomes kind of normal, then they all they do is dissect it down to the place where they can handle it and represent them and digest the Xanax and enjoy processed white sugars and. Okay?
Yeah.
So if you have that, that's a foreign for you, okay, and you, if it's a foreign thing for you and that path or conduit had not been activated over a process,
mm-hmm.
and it's like a shock, mm-hmm. then that can overload that system and, like sometimes with a lick in the head with a ball, you know, we've
mm-hmm.
already talked about that, anything that becomes what you call traumatic of more than you can digest
mm-hmm.
in the conduit of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So if you have a chance to sort of sift through that, you can create it in like your bypasses that you do with your arteries.
Mm-hmm.
You can do the same thing with brain waves.
Mm-hmm.
I can't deal with this, but I can deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't live with you, but I can live with somebody else. Well, no, I just can't live with anybody. Okay? Those paths that you open up in ESP, gifts of the spirit, people think they're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Psychics think they've lost their mind. They can come into that fit of rage. It can cause such a disconnect that they can have epilepsy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see? That's
yeah, it's still not making any sense because
okay.
I know people who have epilepsy and,
yeah.
you know, they'll just, there's something in their brain and every once in a while they'll just have a seizure.
Right.
And
what happens in their brain, well, first of all, they're on medication.
Right, yeah.
And if they miss the medication, now the process that was the overload,
mm-hmm.
you've taken your converter box off their brain again.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you'll look at them every single time, without fail or exception, they'll get busy with something, they don't eat right, they don't forget to take their medicine, or they take their medicine, but they forget, or they don't get the prescription filled, and then something comes along that causes a great deal of not normal stress.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can't deal with it, and then it reminds them, this process of actually having a seizure, it reminds the body, oh yeah, we can do this, have a seizure. And the next thing you know, their body, if they don't catch that path or conduit and open up a new way to release that pressure, not really pressure, but it's just energy,
mm-hmm.
and it shows up in that way. And guess what happens when they have a seizure? They have to go to bed for about a day or so.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that not the process?
Definitely. Or they end up in hospital.
Correct. Trying to get that balanced. And then that shows up in different ways for different people. So that's why we gave lots of different little examples, you see. But sometimes sensitivity to light. Well, now, wait a second. You can take a flashing light and put somebody in seizure in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Right, yes, but in the first place where people get seizures, what's the cause of it?
It is either one of two things. For all six,
mm-hmm.
okay? It's an overload of information in the brain, in a pathway that has not been opened previously.
Okay.
Or it's a shutting down of a pathway that they can't bear it anymore, so they disconnect that line. Oh, think of it. Think of the brain as a marvelous water line with lots of irrigation fields.
Mm-hmm.
But then you hook that up to a pipe organ. Now, sound doesn't come out of a pipe organ like it does water out of a water hose. Sound goes everywhere. You see?
Right.
So that's, if you could see that picture, then you go, oh, yeah, okay. Because if you had a vein with blood pumping through it and it gets clogged, and it causes you to have a stroke or a heart attack or blah, 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 okay, fine. But if you hook that same heart up to a pipe organ like the brain, then what happens? You realize that those vibrations are going everywhere, and many of those paths may not be allowed to receive and or vibrate when the resilience, and you can shatter glass if you hit the right key on a really good pipe organ.
Mm-hmm.
The shattering glass is a seizure.
Mm-hmm.
When the vibration gets more than can be withstood within that complexity or elemental part, bam, you have a seizure. Bam, the glass shatters.
Mm-hmm.
Bam, it shuts down. Bam, your alpha waves get so out of whack that the beta waves can't keep up with the highs and the lows to lows.
Okay.
See, it doesn't matter what your systolic is if your diastolic is 40. Right?
Right, I suppose.
Well,
you've jumped to another thing. I still haven't.
No, that's a parallel of keeping up with the alpha beta waves, of understanding the dynamic of the what causes seizures, known as the conditional response of epilepsy or an epileptic. Did we get you there? Or?
No,
ask some specific questions and we'll just answer them and then we can get you there.
Yeah, because it's, is it damage in the brain?
No.
Okay.
Not damage in the brain, because the brain is damaged. Okay. What it is you can have, okay, let's see your house as your body, as your mind. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a limit to how many faucets you can have in your house?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, is there a limit to how much conduit or nerve endings that the brain can have?
Probably not.
There's not. You can have 200 bathrooms in your brain.
Yes.
Or you can say there's only one.
Uh-huh.
Because there's not enough water pressure to sustain more than one lavatory.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There's only one well, there's only one pipe, there's only one. And all that we get's got to come through here and no further.
Yeah.
But then you come along in the place where you open up a whole new world and a plumber comes and says, well, no, wait, we can do this this way, wait, we can do this this way, wait, we can do this this way, wait. The next thing you know, you can start tying onto those conduits, those lines that the water flows through. And that pressure will fill all the lines that are.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing in the brain.
Right. Okay? Mm-hmm.
And you can have lines that you run in your brain that you don't even have a faucet connected to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And if something comes along and ruptures that line, you're going to have a leak.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the leak is not water or blood or fluid. The leak is like your pipe organ vibration that sends that electrical current crazy, and you can blow the line and cause a seizure in a path that you haven't even allowed water to flow through or energy to flow through.
Sounds like it's a limit. A person limits the amount of something or other in their brain.
Yes, that they allow issues come along that
mm-hmm.
they can deal with or they can't.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have enough infrastructure opened in their reality, in their brain, they all
mm-hmm.
have it in all of them. Just
mm-hmm.
like they all have non-physical, but whether or not they recognize it or not, that means it's not there, but they certainly aren't going to be bothered by a bathroom that they don't use.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you have all that in place. Now, how you sort it out, sift it out amongst yourself is opening up those new paths, okay? That otherwise, how do you, well, we don't want to give that example because that'll confuse, we're still answering. You had half, all the wiring is there. Whether or not you're using it or not is up to you. But if you decide you find a new plug-in in your mind, and then you plug everything into your house into that one plug, you may blow a fuse or shoot a breaker. And if when you did that, you would cause, or an overload, you would cause an epileptic seizure. Or a disconnection from your source, which would be your electricity. It becomes more ambient, synaptic current than you can sustain. But you know, it's very simple to adjust that. You have many, 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 many plugins. Just don't plug everything into the same place. Divide it out. Make other pathways for that energy to flow. Okay? And if you have many paths for that energy to flow, you still could blow a breaker, but it's much, much more difficult if it's got about 100 bus stops rather than just one. Okay? But now you can take a, remember in the old days you could take a penny and put it behind the fuse? And make it work. Well, you can do the same thing with the brain, and that's what sometimes your medicine does. It's very dangerous because if you're not careful, you can overload the system because the medicine tells your brain it's doing just fine and it's really, really, really overheating. Now, we cleaned that up pretty nicely, didn't we?
Maybe it's still going to be really hard to kind of put it into writing about it to get other people to understand.
Well, now, let's, well, then ask the question.
Well, for example, in Total Biology, they, I've just turned to that, they say epilepsy is a conflict of fear associated with a conflict of motor impossibility.
But then that's exactly what we just said. Well, no, well, wait now. We did it from an electrical standpoint or from a water standpoint. But if you overload, if you have a fear that you're going to blow it up, it'll blow it up. Okay, but that's also not necessarily true because some of the most balanced, normal people in the whole wide world suffer from this condition or palsy called epilepsy, and they're happy as hogs and slop. So that's not true.
So what's not true?
The Total Biology's aspect that it always has to be a fear-based
reality.
Because it's not. It's just that you've got more pipes that you're not using that cause when you start trying to process more, then you have infrastructure that you allow, okay, then you're going to bust a, you're going to slip a stitch, bust a gut, overload a circuit, blow a breaker, blow a fuse, have a disconnection that's going to send your wiring haywire and going to send you into that, and the experience that comes from that is one epileptic seizure.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yeah, I get it.
Because we want to be clear and easy, and if not, some more, we'll do some more. Okay, now we get, we got you through five. Is that how many we got so far?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, we want, we don't want to miss one. Now, then you have another kind of seizure. Okay. This kind of seizure is very interesting. This one is brought on by mood. Okay, mood. Some people fall out and they'll have seizures when it's more than they can stand. A spouse comes in and finds that their other party is dead. They call that post-traumatic stress. When they can't have plumbing that allows that to be in their reality. And that disconnection then sends them into a thinning tirade of overloading circuitry.
When they can't have plumbing or when they don't have plumbing?
When they don't allow the pathway, the new pathway, that allows their spouse to be not with them any longer in physical, they may have the piping to understand that and can deal with it and live a long and fruitful, long life. Others don't. And you don't have to go lay more conduit. You just have to take advantage of the conduit that you already have. You see, brain cells are created and schlucked off just like every other cell in your body. But the brilliance or the genius or how you register or calculate that in a human being is not their IQ. It's how much pipework they have to allow all those brain cells the flow to the place that allow you rational, cognizant thought.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you can engage in rational, cognizant thought, then you can also rationalize epilepsy.
Rationalize having it or not having
yes.
it?
Yes, yes, both.
Mm-hmm. Both. Mm-hmm.
Both.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, how do you get over it?
Mm-hmm.
You patch a path with the conduit around that area, and then you don't have that issue any longer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then, therefore, now see, you have all these different ways, but all these different ways are always limited and unlimited by you, the creator.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Some people can watch a very, very scary, scarier than scary, scary movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the first time you see it, it just scares you to death.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, that's funny. But then once you've seen that movie 100 times, you know where all the good parts are.
Mm-hmm.
You can avoid those because you have enough conduit lane to avoid when they're going to come lop their head off or whatever it is that causes you trouble that you don't want to see.
Mm-hmm.
You do that in the spirit world too, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Dead people all around you all the time and you can't see them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mean they're not there. It just means the conduit that allows you to see them. You've cut the water off there. No pressure in that pipe. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
And if you open that pipe too quickly and there's fragile joints or intersections of this conduit,
mm-hmm.
sometimes you can blow a circuit or have a water leak or have a grand mal seizure or have a, you know, a stroke or,
mm-hmm.
or.
Mm-hmm.
Does that help a little better?
Yeah, it's very interesting. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I'll have to come back to it. At least, you know, I'll go through it and understand it. My mind is sort of, my brain got really fuzzy around all that, and I just wondered why.
And here's what happened.
Yeah.
You had a basic, already predetermined neurological understanding of epilepsy.
Mm-hmm.
They almost said leprosy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that too, but epilepsy. And this all of a sudden opens up a whole new way of processing that information
mm-hmm.
at six different levels that hits the target on every single one of them. And you go, well, that can't be. You
mm-hmm.
can't be dead and alive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but then you can't be alive and dead.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, but wait, do you see? And it overdid your own basic pathway or conduit that was laid in the way your mind understood that aspect of that process.
Right.
But you didn't have a full understanding of it, or you wouldn't have been asking that question specifically.
Because mm-hmm.
you'd have had it. You know, we haven't done hangnails.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we haven't done other things that we kind of know are.
Mm-hmm.
They're okay, you see. But now when you come into this place now, this new, old, we don't know anymore,
mm-hmm.
Place of allowing the pipe work to be made a different way for you to understand it, then guess what? The next time somebody comes along with this positional transition of the disalignment of beta waves that cause an interaction with the alpha conductivity of the brain,
mm-hmm.
that's when it shows up every single time without fail or exception.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could understand that, you wouldn't have any more. We could take it right out of your book.
Okay. Yeah,
that'd be interesting. Now, maybe you got that, maybe you did, but when you hear it again, it'll be better.
Yeah.
All right, if not, ask us again.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I'm actually fuzzed out enough, and we've done about an hour. I know Ion would go on forever, but...
absolutely. Did your, in the last little part of your medical thing, what's the next one that you have?
Well, it's eye problems, which is, you know, like a big weird thing. A big, you know, it's a huge topic, so I
have that is a good place to start another time.
Yeah.
What about in your, it's a good, it leads right into the same process of this conduit laying.
Uh-huh.
But what you didn't ask didn't deal with, or what you call the clinically insane,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't that be the same way to explain that disconnection of the conduit C?
Yeah, I would think so, that schizophrenia, you know, all... Yeah.
Genius.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Wait, that's the disorder too, remember?
Mm-hmm. Abnormal.
It's an abnormality, mm-hmm. so therefore you have a disease.
Mm-hmm.
And many geniuses feel that. So in that same world,
yeah.
It becomes a simple, easy process of getting a new way of looking at how a neurologist paths or patches the interworkings
mm-hmm.
of the brain.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They don't understand it, so how are you supposed to?
We'll get there.
Well, and then you don't have to be bothered. You just learn the rules.
Uh-huh.
Don't plug 27 things into one outlet, and you'll be fine.
Uh-huh.
Or if you do plug 27 things into one outlet, divide them, divert them down to where it doesn't overload the circuit.
Yes, yeah. Step down.
Step down that process, and then you can run multi-things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you don't get too hot or too out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty yummy.